Okay, has everyone gone through the agenda? And if you've got anything to add? We can add it in.
Perhaps as a section, a brainstorming around the mobile app, if it is necessary.
On the mobile app? Okay.
Might not be an urgent topic, but at least if the app comes out or a stage earlier during a beta test or something like this, we can do this as a topic to discuss around this mobile app or have a little brainstorming if wished.
Okay. I add that in. Sudden death suit. I have no idea what his real name is. Doesn't matter. Added in or added EFX to Orion Protocol yesterday. That was pretty cool. I didn't know much about that project. It looks interesting.
Is it a very special one or just another exchange?
It's another exchange swap, but what seems to be special about it is that they consolidate or aggregate, I think is the word, from all the different DEXs and sexes. That sounds funny. CEXs. Is arbitraging the right word? So they do all that work in their exchange. So you're getting the price and from all of the other exchanges put together. You should be getting the lowest price possible at any time. And what I'm not sure, I don't think they're taking any tokens, like volume usage. I think it's just the prices they're taking, but I'm still figuring it out. But it is different, a little different than normal.
Okay, I'll have a look afterwards. But
also, it's a DEX, right? So you sign in with your wallet. You're not, like, it's not like KuCoin where you need to make an account. But I couldn't sign in with Trust Wallet. You'd have to sign in with MetaMask. And they're not on EOS yet. So really, they're just looking at BSC for now. But it sounds like they've maybe been looking at using EOS. We're including EOS. Anyway, it was quite exciting. Hello, Jesse.
Hey.
Hi, Jesse.
You were discussing the Orion listing? Orion listing?
Yeah. Yeah, they had cool. A 24-hour period where community members could add.
Ah. So we got voted in by community voters.
No, not even voted. She just added us.
Cool. Has anyone tried it? I've never heard of it, so I have to check it out. But
yeah, check it out. It's a little different. It's a deck. So you can sign in with your MetaMask. And they just had this 24-hour window where their community members could add to their... So for their swap, you could add BUSD. So somebody added an EFX BUSD. But if you added it, your token with a USD, then it would also go on their trade page. So Sud added the USDT pair.
Nice. All right.
It was just this 24-hour window. It's pretty cool. And then for the swap and the liquidity pool, they'll create a farm. If their Orion members on their governance or whatever, so Orion token holders can vote for their favorite or vote for whoever gets the most vote, they'll do a farm for. Whoever gets the most volume, they'll do an automatic farm for. But I'm not sure what the cutoffs are. But I'm not
sure. We have a lot of volume on Orion, and then they will do a farm
for us. Yeah. So at the moment, I don't see us having enough volume, honestly, but
doubtful. I don't know. You probably need more attention on it.
Yeah.
More volume there. So,
yeah. But it's another USDT pairing, and it's a DEX. And they're aggregating the prices from all the other SEX and DEX.
Cool. But, yeah, makes sense. I'll look at it. And I think liquidity seems to be very low, but maybe something will grow.
Yeah.
And I'll look at the technology. It's always nice to have decentralized USDT market.
Exactly. It's one more option.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the announcement. There might be other announcements, but that's the one I knew of. Anyone else have an announcement? I like that, starting with an announcement. In our staff meetings at work, we start with the positive.
Yeah, good announcement. I was surprised when I saw it, but that's a fun one. But I also, sorry, I haven't looked at the agenda. I'm gonna do that right now. Sorry, I'll check the agenda.
Okay, proposals up right now. Incentivized program for liquidity on PancakeSwap Part 2 is currently active, and a yes vote, which is really good, positive. A good indicator of what further requests should produce. DAO call recorder for July. Asking less tokens this time. The price was higher, and there was only 4 weeks, not three, or not 5 weeks, like in.
So the first proposal there is, I think, is pretty straightforward. It was my proposal for the new added liquidity, but I discussed it with Mikael, who made the original one. But I think it should be pretty clear. It's a short one, but it's basically making sure that when MasterChef goes is operational, that there's enough funds to keep. To keep the LPs rewarded, because we need to make sure that there's enough, else people will not commit to providing liquidity. But I'm happy to see it's almost all yes votes, at least last time I looked.
It's a really strong yes vote. Very nice. It's a really good indicator for support for further requests. So that's really nice.
Yeah, and the main part there, I think, what people might be interested in is the timeline, although we haven't had too many questions on it. But we wanted to release it a bit earlier, but we had to figure out a lot of stuff around MasterChef, especially me. It's a bit my fault. I wanted to deploy it earlier, but we're nearly there. So what we're looking at now is to, by maybe this Monday, have the sort of portal open, so people can start contributing, and then we can start looking at making some guides, and then the actual reward distribution will start happening somewhere later that week. But I'll align those numbers and share it in the DAO before it happens. But I'm happy that with this funding, at least we have some security on the number of EFX rewards we can hand out.
That's good.
But if there's any questions, feel free to ask about this proposal.
Yeah, so how long do you think it will take to have the guides ready, where it's completely ready to go?
If we have this deployed on Monday, it means that sort of the interface is ready to make guides, because right now it's, the interface still has to be finished and polished and audited and checked. But I think... the guide should be done in a day or two. So maybe by the next DAO call, there should be guides out there on how to participate. As soon as it's ready, I'm going to make make some screenshots, do a tutorial on it. And then we have a copywriter just quickly write out like a step-by-step guide for it, which will take 1 or 2 days after Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Anyone have anything to add to that, or request, or ask, or say? All right. So the other, there isn't another active poll, but just to touch on last week, we as a group decided on two calls, but we're going to try the recording and discussion threads instead. So it might need to be trying to, so this agenda, sort of adjusting it or doing a pre-agenda to the pre, because usually I build this up after I'm done the notes. I might need to post one with the threads, just like an outline of what would be in the call very quickly. So maybe not, more like a list rather than a detail set of notes. But I still, the notes for Gitbook still need to be done for archiving, for just keeping that record there. But with the recording public like that, it won't need to, I don't think those notes are going to be needing to be as detailed. If people want to know a little bit more, they can be referred to the recording.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds good. So, but did we end up deciding on two DAO calls? I read that message somewhere, but then I also read that today it was at this time.
In my brain, my head, I'm a little bit muddled now, but as I was writing the notes, I was quite certain we had made that decision while you and Chris were still on the call. Rochelle and I were talking, and this seemed to be the more practical approach for now. So we'll try this and see how it goes. And if people start using the discussion threads, then more than one call may not ever be necessary. And cool. Right.
So for now, we're staying at this time, one time a week this time.
Yeah. But I would encourage everyone on this call to actively use the threads to engage other people, to get other people who aren't on the call to start using it. So reference it or encourage people to come and use it and just leave a few comments so that other people aren't maybe feeling like, oh, I'm the first, I don't want to add anything. Whatever. You know, just start trying to normalize it. That's my thoughts. Okay. All right. Anything else on those proposals?
No, I don't think. So the second proposal is yours, right? For the invoice for recording.
Cool. Yeah.
Those are pretty clear, straightforward. I don't know why anyone would vote no on this.
But, there's three people who tend to vote no regularly, so I'm assuming they're just in general disagreement with needing the role altogether. But that's a prerogative, and that's okay. Not everyone has to agree.
Three out of a whole lot of them, so 3 out of 50.
Yeah, but it's pretty consistent who the no's are and pretty consistent who the abstains are by now. And so that's fine. All right. So is there any progress on the SDK that you can share that's maybe outside of the last Medium article?
No, not really, actually. So basically the last Medium is sort of where it's at. We're developing the SDK. We've had like an incredibly busy week. It hasn't progressed to anywhere like that's worthy of a new big update or something. I cannot really share much.
Okay. It's progressing.
Near end of month, there will be like another big update with some code and with a new article and stuff. So,
okay.
So that will probably be the next update that we can release.
All right. Looking forward to that. Okay. We had some discussion last week about the idea of using NFX for rewards. So I've just put a couple of questions in here. Just how feasible would that be? Would there be ways to possibly make that work? there has been a few comments in the community that I've heard of people being interested in that or inquiring why it's not happening or suggesting that it would be a good idea. So I'm just kind of jumping on the fact that it was brought up last week. And then there's this proposal 24, which is about a buyback and burn of NFX. And it originally was intent to ward off inflation. And that was Alex's proposal. He's not here. I hope you got the message about the call times changing back. He'll be on in an hour. Anyway, maybe revising that or adding that in some way. Those are just any discussion on that, or anyone want to talk about that?
It's a question of where the NFX are actually sitting at the moment, isn't it?
Well, yeah, or it's a question of buying some NFX with EFX.
Yeah, but who's got the majority of the NFX? Because I think there's only about 10 million, is there, in total?
Like, for sale on the...
No, they've actually been minted.
Altogether minted. Yeah, it's not a big number.
Yeah, and how many does the foundation and the big three actually hold this NFX?
Yeah, good. These are good questions. So they cannot be printed. What's out there is currently, I think, around 10 million. 10 million. So that's the big holders are, and most of it is staked. We cannot see it in the graph, but I think the foundation holds, I'm just sort of looking at rough numbers, around 800 or 780,000 NFX.
That's not really a big amount either.
So it's not a massive, huge amount. It's not like a crazy, massive, huge amount. And there are a few big holders, NFX. That's true.
So without,
you can see some sort of distribution. So you have Durlos, DJ, Yarlos, Richard. These all have some, and then the foundation is quite a bit more. The question is, how can the DAO get more? I think it would have to buy it, either OTC or on the market or whatever. Else, it would be hard to get a large enough amount to use as rewards, I think. But
mm-hmm.
Maybe there's options there.
So the proposal is about buying back NFX and then burning it, but maybe it's buy back and burn an equivalent amount of EFX or something.
I mean, what about buying back the NFX to actually use as rewards for the hackathon, et cetera, and but by the NFX with the with what is left over of our NFX, EFX.
Yeah.
But then probably that would need another proposal, wouldn't it, to do that?
Well, yeah, either way, no matter what, we'd need a proposal. Even if it's a proposal to the foundation for requesting funds for a prize pool for the hackathon, either way. At some point.
It all depends where the funds for the prize money for the hackathon are coming from. If they're coming from the foundation, then it may be just a case of the foundation buying or swapping EFX for NFX in the marketplace to have the NFX as rewards. I don't know, you know, exactly where the rewards for the hackathon winners or whatever are coming from, whether it's the foundation or whether it's from the DAO.
Jesse, has there been any decision on the part, like any request to the foundation already to support the hackathon as far as prize pools go?
Yeah, there's been some discussions. We're still pretty, we're still sort of structuring out and writing a proposal for the hackathon and sort of, yeah, to figure out the prize pools and the dates, and maybe there's multiple hackathons. And yeah, we're going to make a proposal for the foundation to get some funding there. So in tokens for rewards, also in paying for some of the costs, for example, the platform costs for the hackathon platform called DevPost. So mm-hmm. Yeah, those like the foundation will definitely support a large part. And I think we'll also try to get a proposal in for the DAO on sponsoring. Maybe have a second prize pool or something for the DAO community reward, something like that, where those funds come from the DAO. I think the more prizes and the more judging criteria or categories we have, the more fun it will be. So we're also discussing, and I think for the DAO, to me, it sounds like an excellent entity to also have like a prize pool from the DAO where the guardians vote on the participants and the projects would be an excellent use case as well. So I think both. I think we have a DAO sort of prize pool. I think we have like an other prize pool that's sponsored by the foundation. I think that's sort of the setup, but we're still figuring out the amounts and the exact criteria. Like, is it just EFX? Will there be maybe something more? Things like that.
Jesse, if the foundation are putting forward a reward, things like that, then they don't have to ask anybody's permission. They can just go ahead and do it, I presume. If that's the case, and you consider using NFX as part of the prize, it would probably be a good idea just to buy the NFX without actually telling people that that's going to be part of the reward.
Yeah, the foundation could get the NFX, buy it, or however much that is. I think it's fun for projects that get NFX as well. They can sort of participate in the governance, you know, make proposals, vote on proposals, which might motivate them to be more part of the project, which is what we want. So I think NFX would be a cool prize to add there. I haven't thought about how to get it, where to get it, but that's a bit up to the foundation or the DAO. If the DAO decides, like, hey, we want a prize pool, then we can discuss how that should happen. If there's any suggestions, shoot. Because I've discussed this with DJ Strykanova, and he came up with a pretty cool plan. Maybe having two hackathons, discussed this before. But prize pools are an important part as well. If there's any ideas, then definitely suggest and put it in the chat.
So we could look at building up a pool of NFX by taking, let's say, even 5% for a random percentage of that 30% that goes back, or 30% of the unused fees that goes out to distribution, maybe 5% or even 2% of that goes to swap out for NFX to go into an NFX pool. Just to build up some reserves of NFX that belongs to the DAO to be able to be used.
Yeah, that's a fun idea. That's a new one for me.
So I was thinking about maybe putting that forth as a proposal, but it would require having a storage place for the NFX and a smart contract built for it. So, Jesse, think on that.
Yeah, well, a little bit. So technically, it's the complicated part is, like, I call it the recycle strategy. What happens with the leftover in the cycle. So right now it's being sent back and it's being distributed to the FIPU. And basically we could add more rules there. So it would need like some additions to the logic of the smart contract, which is not super complex, I think. And the place to store it is just in the, because we have the, we already have the place where the cycle go. I think that's a, that it could just go there, which is basically a sort of, yeah, it's the budget of the DAO basically. So it's accessible by proposals, that, that budget.
Oh, so it could go in the same place as the treasury funds are kept?
No, so treasury is sort of outside of the DAO because the DAO can only access the budget every, so that's sort of the security measure. You have the treasury, which is basically the DAO, like, owns it as an entity, but it, it's not able to access it because it only gets access to the budget every 2 weeks, which is a 326,000. It's sort of a security measure, so that's sort of why it's...
We would want that NFX to be available as part of the budget.
Yeah, so the NFX would become part of the budget. Yeah, and just stay in possession of the DAO. So it will not go into the, it could go into the treasury, but I think we would want it like in the sort of, yeah, wallet of the DAO that, 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 that can be used by proposals. I would think that's the right place.
Right, and then so for using that 2% or 5%, I have no idea which would be the better option. The purchase on the market to buy that NFX back and put it into that pool, who would be doing that? Like, who would you put forth as doing that? Would that be a treasurer role, or would that just be in trust of a person to do that, or can it be set up automatically somehow? I don't know.
Ideally, I think the most, the nicest way for like a DAO, decentralized organization to do is to do it automatic, which is possible because it would happen on DeFiBox, which is just a transaction, which can be done by the smart contract when it sort of recycles the funds. So that, that would be the nicest way
to do it. So
and of course, that needs to be developed. So we could say that, yeah, we could maybe have a trustee do that operation. Like swap it on DeFiBox. It's also an option that, that would be like more simple or more, yeah, more quick to do.
I like the idea of it being able to be automatic though, where there's not really a person involved.
Yeah, yeah, me too. So maybe that's something we should, it's doable, right? That, that, that sort of, that should be part of it. So, yeah, I like that idea, actually. I would start with a slow, with a small amount of percent.
Like even 1%? Just something to start and build up some kind of reserves, and maybe 1%.
Change it every cycle, we can change it. So it's fine to sort of start small and then say, okay, that works, and then increase it a bit.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad that sounds feasible. Could we maybe talk a little bit more about that later to write it up?
Yeah, for sure. I'll think a little bit about how to, like, in the smart contract, if you want to do it automatically. Yeah.
Anyone on the call who thinks that's just a terrible idea and don't bother?
It's not a terrible idea. It's a good idea because you're actually getting your NFX spread over a period of 2 or 3 months, whatever it's going to be. But if we don't accrue enough NFX, we'll just have to do a proposal to buy a lump amount of them at a later stage.
Or increase the percentage.
Yeah, depending on what you need for the rewards.
Yeah.
For the hackathon.
No, if it, well, never mind the hackathon. I was thinking just generally to build up a reserve. I mean, maybe down the road, the hackathon, once there's some more built up. Like, so I'm not thinking like just...
What's the idea of building up reserves of NFX in the DAO?
For something like the hackathon, but in this method, I'm not thinking like the hackathon right away. But I'm not thinking that either. Like, I'm just thinking that maybe we could be buying from the market and putting a reserve together to be used for something big or to be used for something specific, that someone might have an NFX need for. Just if we had our own pool, you know, maybe the first hackathon is small, the second one is big, but maybe we end up having an even bigger one, or maybe we have one that we want to be more specifically targeted for something. It could be used for that. Maybe there's something else that comes up altogether that we could use with some NFX for. And then we have reserves at our hand that are on hand for us to tap into. And I'm just thinking 1 or 2%, maybe 5% at most, right? So it doesn't have a huge impact on, like, people don't notice a little bit of interest being taken off, so to speak. Right? But they'll notice big chunks being taken off. I don't have a set idea of what it would be for, other than these discussions have made it feel to me that it would be good to have some reserves that the DAO has access to quickly, or within their scope quickly. Maybe there'd be enough built up to use it for a hackathon for next year.
Yeah, if we want to use it for hackathon funds then, or rewards, then it's a good idea to already start building up slowly the reserve.
Right.
The problem with that is you're building up this NFX in the manner that you're suggesting. Then those NFX, until they're used, are the belong to everybody in the DAO. I don't know, I've lost my track now. But it's all right as long as they get spent on something constructive, because otherwise they've got to be redistributed back, haven't they?
Yeah, but once they're in the DAO, it means that they can only be spent by proposals. If how it's spent wisely is the decision then by all the guardians, right? So we like whatever gets voted in.
Mm-hmm.
It can be spent on. If it's on the hackathon rewards, it will only happen if the DAO is in agreement.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anything it was used for would have to be through a proposal and voted on.
And it could also be sent back, of course, or you send it back for EFX or whatever. It's just reserves that are there to be spent by proposals. Basically.
Exactly. If the price of NFX skyrocketed, we could sell it to the opponent. Put the increase of funds back into the cycle budget or something, or build up the treasury from it to sell it at some point. But it would have to come from a proposal. But it means proposals have the option then to tap into a little bit of NFX. And then the DAO has the guardians have the option to agree or not agree. But we can talk further, Jesse, and compose a proposal that would be feasible, and the DAO, like on that proposal, can agree or disagree with it. But I think it would be prudent, and also then you're also having every 2 weeks a constant buy of NFX, which might help with the price, maybe.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making some to do some discussions about it and some brainstorming on how that would work. I'll think about it for a bit, but good idea. I like the idea. Nice one.
All right. Cool. Thanks. All right. Next point was not really a major point, but I just wanted to know if there were any cons to buy burn of EFX. Cons, like, if I mean, I can see there being benefits, but is there any reason why you wouldn't want to do a buy and burn of EFX? And no, I'm not thinking about a proposal on this. So it's just a curious question. I didn't have a lot of stuff to put in today.
Yeah, I would be against buy and burning.
Okay, so why would you be against
it? Why? Because it would benefit everybody, including everybody that's not in the DAO. That's the only reason why I'd be against it. So the people that are not in the DAO, they'd benefit from it as well. But that's the only reason why I'd be against it.
It seems to be something that a lot of groups want to do. I wonder if there's a way to only benefit DAO members.
No, there's no way of only benefit DAO members, because if you burn EFX, you're benefiting everybody that got EFX.
Okay, fair enough. Anyone else want to help me out on that question? No? Okay.
I'm also not a fan of a burning process. Burning makes sense if the currency has no fixed liquidity. Then burning is a really good tool to keep the volume even, but in our case it is not that necessary. Also, the power of the aggregated power of EFX in form of stake age is only valid as long as it is kept in the mechanism, in the DAO mechanism, as a stake. Mm-hmm. And the second you withdraw your stake, you lose the stake age, so the power of EFX equalizes as you had pumped it in the stake mechanisms. So in my opinion, it's not necessary to include a burn mechanism.
Okay.
Yeah. What I was trying to get at is we're talking about burning EFX from what we've actually get our leftover of our 30%. So if we're doing that, there's 60 of us that are burning part of our rewards, okay, for everybody else.
Everyone else
not in the DAO to benefit from.
I see that. Okay. All right, let's move on then. Good points. Mobile app discussion. What was I thinking? That's from you, Andre, right? Yeah, I want to talk about mobile app. Do you know when the mobile app is due to come out? Jesse? He must have slipped off for a bit.
Okay. Sorry, did someone say call me? I'm here, but I didn't hear the last minute. Oh, or so.
Yeah. The mobile app, do you know if that's about ready to be released yet?
It's not about ready to be released. It will take a while to build that one. At the moment, it's being worked on. Lawrence is making progress on the interface of Effect Force, and also like a lot of improvements, which are sort of at the base for the mobile app. But I think, yeah, first update on that would be in like a few months from now, more towards October.
So the mobile app and the major upgrade to Effect Force, they're really tied together. So
yeah,
more likely they'll be out about the same time.
Yeah, exactly. They sort of, yeah, it sort of goes hand in hand. Yeah. Because the major update sort of comes with like a polish and reframe of the user interface and the user experience, because also the logic changed there a lot. And at the same time, like it's being built out mobile ready. So yeah, once that comes out, it will also be a native mobile app.
Okay.
But it's not something that, so the mobile app will not be released like before that, like quickly on the side or something. It will like be part of that same, yeah, the same story as sort of the SDK and the requester, interface on the blockchain.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I just like hearing progress is coming. All right. Marketing. It seems to me that Fabrizia is off working somewhere else again. Can you confirm whether she's still with Effect Network or if she's moved on? Jesse?
Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, people walking in and out of the office. some persons. Sorry, I didn't hear what you.
All right. It seems like Fabrizia has moved on to another project, and I just was wondering, and I'm not the only one wondering, if she is still with the Effect Network, because I know Rochelle has said that they're just moving to promoting brand name, so moving to using Effect Network as a name for posts. But we're just wondering if Fabrizia is still behind that or if she has completely moved on and isn't working for two places.
No, she's not working for two places. No, she worked there for a while. I guess you know her, because she probably did some videos and stuff. She did a great job, but she wanted to do something else with her professional life.
Right.
So, she's not working at Effect. That's correct, if that's okay. The
question. So is there another...
Yeah, we have someone new for social media.
Oh, you have right someone?
Several people, actually two people now, just, yeah, trying to find the right fit for doing social media for Effect. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So... Can we get an introduction to them, or is this more like a trial phase for them, and we should just wait a little bit before we get to meet them?
No, not really. No, it's just what, like, we're looking for social media people for Effect AI. So that's it. I don't think, maybe at some point they might join the DAO and you can meet.
That would be nice.
It's not like a mandatory part of their job.
No.
And you'll probably see them on a video sometime or whatever, so they'll be known, but yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's a lot of social media people, though. It'd be nice to have somebody stick around for a while. Do you know if they've come closer to hiring somebody for Telegram, or is this kind of related? Another community admin?
Yeah, no, it's not related at all. But I don't know. I think I discussed it a bunch of times now with some people. I think, at the moment it's looking all right with the new bot and the current admins. That's at least the last thing I heard from it.
Well, I still feel there's a need for another community admin.
That you might find someone there. I kind of lost it off the radar after I heard some people say that it was going all right
I think some people think it's all right, but I don't think it's enough. That's my opinion. But I'm on there a lot. Like, in Manfred's stepping up and doing quite a bit, but he's not an official admin. He's just a community member. We really notice it, in those evenings where you guys are sleeping or working. Okay. There's still concern about the swaps, but honestly, I don't really want to talk about the swaps. So I don't know what format or where to have that addressed. But I don't want to really deal with it here, to be honest. But that's on the agenda, Jesse. So if you can look at that.
Yeah, I think these topics are maybe not so super good for DAO call. So, yeah, I think Lawrence said he would make some overview of this. So I will check with him. I checked with him before.
Maybe what would help is just something coming from Lawrence to appease, if nothing else right now, to give some stats, some information. And I would like to just take this off.
But definitely take it off. I think for the DAO cause, I think it's not really a relevant topic. But I'll make sure that Lawrence releases some information about it soon. I know he had a bit of trouble because it's just a bit more work than and he's like the most busy guy of all of us because he's doing so many development projects now for Effect. It's just there's a lot coming with the SDK mobile app. So these things for him are just it's hard to fit it in. But it's been asked, like we've said we would share it, right? So I'll make sure that he'll find some time.
Yeah,
let's keep it off the DAO calls from now on because it's sort of, it's just...
Yeah, I don't really... I'm just there to... I don't know, I don't want to deal with it, but please push Lawrence to give something out to the community about it, even if it's just a... Here's some stats. We're still under wait and hold until this point. We anticipate whatever, right? That kind of a thing. Just something. And I want to take this market maker piece off as well because I feel it sort of falls under the same category of not really DAO related. But it's still on people's minds. All right, liquidity incentivization. So Mikkel is still on holiday. I anticipate when he gets back from holiday, there'll be a little bit more progress or update from him. My question here, maybe you could think about it, Jesse, or maybe you have some idea, or maybe somebody else has ideas as... is there anything, what could the DAO members or community members maybe do to help out with the MasterChef contract? Now, I don't mean the technical contract. I mean just the getting it out there, getting people to know about it, what kind of level of support might help push it along. As opposed to the community doing nothing and just waiting on the team to do everything.
Yeah, like contribute in any way you can. So when there's like making guides, sharing guides, talk about it, make it a living, useful product, right? That has some attention. So I think mainly that, and of course you should be creative and think of ways that contribute there.
Yeah, ways to spread it around.
Of course, we'll promote it and there will be some stuff done by me, by the marketing people, but also by the DAO. It would be great if there's like input. Yeah, share it.
Yeah, I think making guides is a good thing that like is something the DAO can certainly do. I mean, especially if Mikkel's willing to help out with that and make sure the guides are accurate, right? Or somebody who knows it. It's not really my area. I have to admit, I'm really just now starting to learn about these farms and pools and things cool. like that.
I have to leave. Sorry, guys. It's, I have another call in like 5 minutes. So
we're pretty much done with what we need you for, I think, at this point.
Cool.
Anyone else has something quick for Jesse before he runs off, or are we good?
Hey, Jesse, is the mobile app, is it React Native?
No, I don't think it's React Native. Let's ask to Lawrence. I'll ask him and put it in the developer Slack somewhere, how it's built. Maybe Vue Native, something like that, if that exists.
Vue Native? Okay.
Or some other framework. Yeah. Something like that.
But I'm willing to help out if there's I'm willing to help out.
Cool. Yeah, thanks Plottingham. I think it would be awesome if you could help out. I'll give some insight into the code base of that front end and the native app. Make sure you you can take a look and hopefully right, contribute. Cool. That would be great.
All right.
Cool. All right. Thanks everyone. Have a good day, evening.
See all you right. next time. See you next week.
Bye bye.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Okay. So Alex isn't on. He would have some idea of any progress on hackathon, but I think they're still just working on organizing it. And we had a update last week about, oh, I did forget to ask something. Oh, it's okay. I can ask later. Anyway, does anyone have anything else to say about hackathon? Then we'll move on to the next section. Nope, quite a bunch today. Alan, all right. The next session, there's no question really in this section. I just summarized and put it into point form for some of our discussions with the HiGuard. So possible proposals, now this isn't going to be a proposal, but possible proposals is a proposal to have Rochelle voted in. Maybe a sentiment for voting in members, so proposal to find out what other people think about holding elections for members, maybe another proposal for sentiment about automatically giving voted in HD members treasurer multi-sig authorities. Possible. Oh, I did talk to Mikkel, and he would like to work with a small group. So the small group to work with him on determining the process of elections, outlining multi-sig treasurer roles, rules of conduct, etiquettes, duties and participation expectations, process for discipline removal, determinative role of responsibility with compensation, and what type that and what that or anything else that small group would like to sort of hash out and outline and provide some structure for. So if anyone wants to work with Mikkel, he's open to that. But he's not back till the 23rd. So we need to, we'll wait till he's back and then we'll see about forming a group to work with him. But I think it would be good to have a few current HiGuard members in that group and a few people who are not in the HiGuard in that group.
Yes, I promised last time I'll be willing to help in this specific situation. But I'm on holiday next week, so the week after next week, I'm available for this.
Okay. Well, you're away next week then, so we won't see you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So that was really the one thing there is... just letting you know that Mikkel is open to having that agree, not just open, but would like to have a group, more brains together working on it. All right, so now we're at open discussion. This is where you guys can tell me what you want to talk about. Any topics? Anyone? Or are we going to call it a day for today?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Okay. All right, then. Folks. We'll call it a day. All right, thanks for participating. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you the week afterwards.
We'll make sure there's a recording in the thread. And so do try and encourage people to start discussions in that thread. All right. Yeah. Bye. Bye. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a pleasant week. See you in 14 days.
Yep. Okay. Bye. Hey, Rochelle, are you around?